This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Repairs are underway after a coal train derailment and deadly bridge collapse closed Interstate 25 north of Pueblo on Sunday. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports some traffic on the interstate is moving again.
There may be intermittent lane closures as crews work to get the train bridge back in service. Governor Jared Polis says that work may take a few weeks, but the freight trains will keep running to the Comanche power plant south of Pueblo.
This will not affect supply or power in Colorado. Coal is being delivered to Comanche by alternate routes, and that's the only Colorado destination supplied from this route.
The train that derailed was on its way to New Mexico and not the power plant in Pueblo. Polis says the railroad company is looking to move a segment of bridge from another state to restore this rail connection. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has a new partner in his push to end homelessness within 4 years. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The city of Denver has joined the Biden administration's All Inside initiative. That's the federal plan to reduce unsheltered homelessness. By entering into the partnership, Denver will have a full-time federal employee working on the issue, helping cut red tape. Johnston faced criticism earlier this week from city council and advocates over his ongoing encampment sweeps and plan to house 1,000 people by January. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The director of a new state office for relatives of missing and murdered indigenous people has resigned. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
Aaron Julian served less than a year as Colorado's first liaison for missing and murdered indigenous relatives. The Department of Public Safety says he stepped down for personal reasons. Julian faced criticism from advocates and families who say he was hard to reach and lacked vision. An acting director will be in charge until a replacement is hired. Indigenous people go missing at far higher rates than other racial and ethnic groups in Colorado and nationally. That's according to state and federal research. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
And it's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is CPR News.